Mike's and mom. Mike's mom.
I'm so scared.
That's really good fake.
Sucking the snot out of her nose, yeah.
It's really good.
True.
Welcome back, nerds and geeks. It's episode 16 of the Nerdcast, and as you can see, the whole team, or, well, see, as you can hear, more like it, the whole team is here, and they're reminiscing on, well, they're not really reminiscing, because nobody reminisces on the Blair Witch Project. More so, they're making fun of it, as Aaron is trying to plot a Nerdcast episode.
I remember going to see it in the theater.
Yeah,
it was terrible.
It had this aura.
Yeah, you know what else has aura? Auras of stench. Cow patties, horse shit.
It was a pretty big deal when it came out. Like, yeah. Now it doesn't.
I'm not
hold
saying
up
it wasn't, but
dated,
it was terrible.
It's dated now, but
yeah, that last.
I mean, it made a million
like,
dollars.
It
made a lot of
stinks.
Money.
It made $1 million. Is that what he said?
You think the Pet Rock was a good idea?
Yeah.
I made $1 million. I had an idea like that once.
It made more money than the Pet Rock. So, anyways, as you can hear, Tyler, Adam, Aaron, and Bob joining me, Iggy. I didn't give you your nicknames. Adam, the video game Vixen. What did we give Tyler last week?
Bimbo?
Oh, the book Bimbo. The book Bimbo. Our cosplayer extraordinaire, Aaron.
That's it? I want to be like the cosplay hero.
Cosplay hero, Aaron Lay. Self-claimed
lame.
Cosplay hero.
Lame.
And then, of course,
all cosplay?
Bob, the movie magnet.
Magnet?
The movie magnet. Like a chick magnet, but it's movies.
Yeah.
I was thinking like newspaper magnet.
Magnate.
What? Magnate, yeah. No, it works.
What's Iggy?
The movie Mongol.
Mm. He's the boss.
Movie
boss.
Mogul.
The movie Maven.
Movie Maven.
Yeah.
Ooh.
These are good.
Oh, I like
anyway, so it is week 16, and although
Who
are we
you?
Are.
What a
yeah,
slow
you keep
day
forgetting
it's been today.
He's
to
still
address
the bossy
yourself.
Boss.
We're trying to ask.
The bossy boss is what Adam.
The bitchy boss man.
Okay.
There you go.
It's not enough alliteration.
Bitchy boss Bimbo. No, wait, no, we got the book Bimbo already.
Yep. Mm. Anyways, we're moving on.
The boisterous, bitchy boss man of, I don't know.
As much as it sounds like we have nothing to talk about, we have tons to talk about, besides giving me a nickname. You guys got your nicknames? We're moving on.
Fans, think about this. We need a nickname for Iggy.
It's Iggy.
I still think we should go to Ignoramus.
Ignoramus? No. Iggalicious.
We're making it a thing.
Oh.
Iggalicious.
Calm down, Ignoramus.
No. All right. So, anyways, big week. Big week already.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
Where do we start?
The episode's going to air on Friday. And I can tell by the way this week has already started that the days in between recording and airing, we're going to lose a lot of news here. But we'll start with the big thing that dropped on Tuesday. And that was Marvel's announcement giving us... I mean, we already knew Secret Wars was coming. But it kind of gave us a little bit more detail about it. So who read anything? The big press event. I don't want to say a release because it was more of an event went down in Midtown Comics.
And they've said there's going to be a lot more releases to come to kind of flesh out who's going to do
excitement.
What,
so. Yeah. That's what we call me, excitement.
No.
No? Okay.
No, not even
anyways, so Marvel, though, handing out the excitement. Yeah, so Secret Wars, this will end, the universe is coming to an end, pretty much was the kind of the tagline with it, right? Or they're destroying the universe, something along the lines of no more universe. Have you met my friend Tyler here?
I don't know. I mean, I need more before I get
I didn't know if you were going to go into the whole thing of every 6 months, it seems like
publishers
does
this. But this one
this.
Is definitely, this one's definitely
I can just
different.
Cut and paste from previous episodes and put that part in.
But this one's definitely different
Tyler
in the
excerpt.
Sense that it definitely feels like a reboot, but they've gone to great lengths to say that it's not a reboot. That like you know, everything will be,
it's not
everything
a reboot,
in the main
but
Marvel
this is where we could bring Gwen Stacy back, quote.
But everything, everything in 616, which is like the main continuity, the main Marvel universe.
Everybody from the
all the history of it, all the history there will stay the same. It's just we don't know who will be left over after we mash Marvel Ultimate Universe together, 616, all the other ones, using like Secret Wars, which was a really popular title back when they supervillain took all the heroes, made them fight together. I don't know. I'm curious. I think there's a lot of things that could come from it. If they find a way to bring back Gwen Stacy in reverse one more day, all sins will be forgiven. They can do whatever else they want, but. The thing is, a lot of the characters in the Marvel Universe, in like the Ultimate Universe are gone now. I mean, spoiler alert, there's no more.
The only thing running still is Spider-Man. Ultimate, well, not Ultimate right now because they're wrapping up some, but the only thing by spring that'll be running is Spider-Man.
Bring, I mean, I guess bring Miles Morales to the main continuity.
You can have two. You can have two Spider-Mans. We have 30 Green Lanterns on Earth.
Yeah. Well, and I don't know. I mean,
this is one sector that has how many Green Lanterns?
Do they use like, this? There's two things I could see them doing. Number one is they use this as an excuse to go back to status quo with some of the heroes, like Thor, like Captain America, like some of those things. And number two, is this their way of kicking X-Men to the curb for the foreseeable future and making, like, because we've talked about this a lot of times, like, they legitimately make nothing off of X-Men. And
because
X-Men's
of the
storyline, with the deal with
Fox.
With Fox. Right.
So,
do the Inhumans become the new
which has been hinted at
the X-Men?
And which has been, and now the Inhumans movie being announced, that's been hinted at. As mentioned, Tyler's mentioned, if you go back to the historical archives of the Nerdcast, I don't remember exactly what episode it was, but it's this season. It's season four.
Season four.
We talked a little bit about that Marvel's, that they were handcuffed basically with that bankruptcy deal with Fox. With Sony, they got a better deal. Even with the Lionsgate properties that have all been returned anyways, there wasn't as bad. But that Fox one really has them handcuffed with Fantastic Four and X-Men. So Inhumans replacement for the X-Men, I could really see that happening.
Yes.
Yeah. It's,
it makes a lot of sense.
And Fox has definitely finally kind of got it together, it feels like, with the X-Men. Between Days of Future Past, First Class, what could end up being a fairly successful Deadpool movie.
Age of Apocalypse
still coming. I don't know. I mean, I don't know if they can really completely get rid of the X-Men, but I mean, some of those X-Men storylines over the last 10 years have gone in place.
Which,
like, I don't know.
Speaking of, in recent news, Sir Patrick Stewart, Ian McKellen, not going to be in Age of Apocalypse.
Yeah.
So confirm that those two characters will not be. So, we still get Fassbender and
James McAvoy.
James McAvoy.
Pretty good consolation.
So which direction, I mean, are they going to go from the end of Days of Future Past onward with them, or are they going to skip back in time again and pick up with the fixed continuity?
Right, you can't go from the end of Days of Future Past because that's Ian McKellen and Patrick Stewart.
That's what I'm saying. Like, where does the story go? Do they go back now that story timeline's been fixed or whatever? And because then if you do that, too, then you end up with a Wolverine that has no memory of it. I mean, no one has any memory of Days of Future Past, obviously. I don't know. Who knows what they're going to do with it. It's X-Men storylines, so.
They get a little.
Do whatever you want.
I do what I want.
I just really need.
Pretty much.
I just really need them to do. And I don't. Maybe it'll happen in Deadpool, but I really need Cable to become a.
Yes.
So.
A movie character.
So what do you want? What do you want corrected with this new Marvel? Corrected, changed, whatever you want to say. What do you want Secret Wars to give us out of this Marvel universe? What's your dream? Your dream outcome, Gwen Stacy.
Gwen Stacy coming back to life, not coming back to life. Eh, whatever.
Wow.
More. Can we just pretend like one more day never happened?
Okay.
That's all I need. That's all I need. Probably the worst thing. Marvel's
you know, Tyler, you can pretend that now.
What's that?
You can pretend that it didn't happen right now.
You can't because the comic
books.
But
then you got to stop reading comics.
You have to stop reading Spider-Man comic books. And that's not a thing that's going to happen.
Okay. So I don't think that's going to happen, though, for you. Adam, any dreams from the Marvel news?
I don't read enough Marvel comics, so no.
Exciting. All right.
Sorry.
Bob, are you with Adam on that one?
I'm with Adam on that one. I'm not sure.
Aaron?
Well.
Did you hear the question?
She's a DC chick anyways.
Yeah, I was listening and I just hope that the movies stay real good.
Yeah.
Wow.
I have a feeling that Ultimate Nick Fury is going to make it through and main continuity, Nick Fury's not going to make it through.
Well, obviously.
I have a feeling that's going to be a thing that happens.
If you're not familiar with the written Marvel, Ultimate Nick Fury is basically Samuel Jackson Nick Fury. Not the case in the regular universe or the other universe or the 616, everybody from the 616. I got to figure out a way to turn that into that.
Don't do that. Just stop doing
that. So I don't know. I kind of wanted to go back to Steve Rogers, Captain America. Just give me back, you know, Captain America, Bucky.
You just want the traditional.
Yeah. You know, that's the one character where it's like, I don't know. I mean, I really like when when they finally were like, okay, we're too far away from World War II to just let this be a continuation. So they do the whole freezing thing and stuff like that. I like all that arc and stuff. I just don't want, like, we've now had Bucky as Captain America, and then now...
you just want a true reboot of the traditional...
You can't even hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry. You just want a true reboot of the whole...
Well, Steve Rogers is still around right. in he's some instances.
Yeah, right. Steve Rogers is still there. Out. He's just not Captain America right
yeah.
now.
Yeah, and he's...
And he's there's been a lot of times recently post-Civil War where he's either been quote-unquote dead or around but not Captain America. He's been, you know, head of S.H.I.E.L.D. or... Yeah.
And I'm okay if they stick with the Thor change. I'm okay with the characters, certain characters being dead. It's just something about Captain America because, I don't know, maybe it's because you've replaced Rogers with other characters now, so they're no longer those characters. They become, you know, so you
right,
lose these
right.
characters.
You're not losing one character, you're losing two characters.
Exactly, there you go. So I don't know. And you just like, and Steve Rogers is that iconic, like you don't replace Kal-El as Superman. Yeah, Superman may not be your favorite DC character, but he's Superman. He's Kal-El, that's that arc, that's who he is. That's kind of how I feel about Steve Rogers with Captain America, so I don't know. That's just me.
I don't know. I mean, and part of it is just we got to sell more comic books. I mean, DC just went through a huge reboot, and it boosted their sales.
Yeah, it was very successful.
In a big way. And Marvel, I mean, if trends between Marvel and DC are any indication, this will be even a bigger boost for Marvel.
It's kind of like
the big thing is it's not a boost. I mean, it's not. They keep trying to say it's not a reboot. It's just... Everything from the main continuity will have still happened. It's just after this, we don't know who will be left, you know, like what will be left over. So I don't know. I'm holding out judgment. They said there's a lot of announcements still to come. We'll see where they go with it. I'm sure there'll be a lot of things that people are like super pumped about. There'll be a lot of things that people are like, I can't believe they did that.
Can we just get Nathan Fillion as Captain Canada? I don't know. So anyways, big news on the Marvel front. Other big news is Brian, also on the comics front, I know a few people with Project Nerd that are going to enjoy this episode
yeah.
a little bit more than normal. Brian Pulido of Lady Death fame, Evil Ernie in Lady Death fame, of course, started Coffin Comics now that he has the rights to the character back. And now on February 4th, we'll be launching his new Kickstarter to launch the new series of Lady Death, Chaos Reigns. And even more exciting is they just announced the Kickstarter kickoff party, which will feature a good friend of Project Nerds, Freddie Nova, as Lady Death at the Kickstarter party.
Basically the same person.
Yeah, they are kind of one and the same. So pretty exciting there. I don't know. I've alluded to it before. My comic book interest started at the rightful age of 11, 12. So characters like Lady Death and that in the early 90s were
which
to my
way?
Liking. Yes. Yeah. So, I mean, huh. And to be honest, Pulido's stories actually were really strong. I mean, Evil
right.
Ernie was very interesting as well and things. So I've kind of known, you know, I mean, I've had Lady Death comics and been a part of it, so it's really interesting to see something come back. More exciting, though, is how much we geeked out about it, because Pulido reached out to us directly to share the news and some exclusive artwork for
well,
the new
I
series.
I always like when a creator... is reunited with their property. Like
reunited.
This is their story.
I wanted
so
to hear that.
Good.
Right. This is the character that he really enjoys, obviously, because he created her. And so to me, that's the exciting part of this is, you know, I didn't read Lady Death as a kid. My parents would have, you know, not let me do that probably.
That's why I let my dad take me to the comics and start.
Right. So, But that
Sorry,
is
Mom.
An exciting idea is that, oh, okay, here's somebody who did something that he loved, had to go away from it for whatever period of time that was, and then is now getting that back. That's exciting, and I'm really excited to see what kind of
direction that he's going to go and the
excitement that he has for that story.
Well, you know, it's great, too, because it's not a normal circumstance of, oh, I've just moved on and then gotten back to the character. It was with Chaos Comics, which he was a considerable portion of it. They, according to him and that old publishing company, in the mid-90s, there was one time where they sold nearly $1 million worth of Lady Death merchandise per month,
wow.
Which... even in the mid-90s, at the height of the comic book sale, that's still a lot.
That's a big run, yeah.
Especially for a non-Marvel or DC title. Chaos had some issues, so it sold. That company then had some financial issues, so the problem is with that one is they sold instead of selling it all to another company, they sold off
in
pieces. Yeah,
like
so
that,
Lady
yeah.
Death went separate of some of the other titles that, you know, so Lady Death was no longer paired with Purgatory or Evil Ernie or stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And then when that company got it, they wanted to go a different... Well, they actually... No, Polito went with them still to that third one, but they still wanted to go a different direction. Didn't like how it worked, so they dismissed Polito.
Well, Lady Death's now been under two different banners of publishers that went bankrupt at some point. I mean...
Three.
Three.
I don't know if they went bankrupt, but
I know
at least
the first
ran into financial
two,
trouble. Because that third one now was even to where they were starting to get a little rocky, and then that's
and
where
then
he
also did... They did that... they did the animated... Like movie ADV mm-hmm. of it, and stuff
and
he was
a part of that too,
and stuff like that. So,
I mean, to be honest, too, that's the other thing. It's not like Lady Death strived without him when he, you know, when that relationship
right.
was taken torn apart. Maybe appropriate to say the character definitely didn't strive without him, and there are characters like that that a creator created them, and they know how to get them the best onto pages, and not only that, to fans of Lady Death, Polito was always a big part of that. Like he was. He's not, like, to Evil Ernie, to all those characters, fans, readers knew who Polito was. They wanted him to be a part of that book, too. So,
yeah.
You know, there's a lot of titles, you know, especially nowadays, especially with the bigger ones, where, you know, you could still read that, and you don't know which writer they're on and stuff.
Well, it's like Eastman getting the Turtles back.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's
what you want.
Yeah, exactly. So, I don't know, pretty exciting. I'm stoked. We were stoked at that, and we'll have an interview with him coming up this convention season as we've been chatting with him about some things. But February 4th, you can always check out projectnerd.com where we will have a link to the Kickstarter when it goes live. So,
do we have tickets to the party?
Well, we're not in Arizona.
Oh. We could go to there.
Yeah, a lot of
there
travel money.
Pack some costumes.
There you go. That's true.
I'd do it.
You can be Purgatory to Freddie Novi's Lady Death, although they don't have the rights to that character.
Ooh.
Who's going to be Evil Ernie? Bob?
Ooh.
Yeah.
I think
yes,
Bob
please.
Is. No.
I like this.
All right. So beyond comics, although there was a number of other great big news in comics, definitely check out our website this week for some of those details. Not only do we have more reviews of comics this week than probably any other week in the history of the site, and by probably, I mean definitely.
Yeah.
And some big comic news stories, including exclusive images of Zenoscope's The Little Mermaid, which is launching as a 5-part miniseries at the end of February. No Kickstarter for that one. Just straight into comic book stores
in, yeah. Wow.
For 5 straight months. And then, of course, depending on the success of that, we'll probably, I would assume, determine if it's a regular ongoing series or at least launches. Some sure. of theirs don't always have ongoing series. They just keep doing miniseries, kind of. It's so different arcs. But
I'm okay with that. I like that because you can get a whole story
mm-hmm.
and feel connected. Like, now I know everything that's happened. I don't have
it's
to
close.
Follow it
yeah.
for
if you
2
miss,
years because I'm going to miss.
If you miss a couple of, right. oh, I don't know where, you know, what happened there.
And exactly. they're, and it's good, too, because their Neverland arcs kind of act like movies, like sequels and stuff. Because
right.
you can pick up the second Neverland and it'll make reference to you know, Return to Neverland makes reference to, like, the first series and stuff mm-hmm. like that. So Zenoscope does a good job about that. Yeah. Ralph Tedesco does not like you call it Zenoscope, so sorry, sir.
there well, we go. I also like. So I told my wife about that. That Zenoscope was coming out with Little Mermaid comic, and her immediate thought is, "Here's my wife." She goes, "Well, doesn't Disney own Marvel? So wouldn't Marvel come out with a Little Mermaid comic?" And I was
no.
like, "Well, that's not exactly what we're looking at there."
This, which is funny now because every time. Esmeralda Von Katz gets criticized for her Ursula being too skinny. She can just reference this new Zenoscope yeah. comic, which obviously has a sexy, curvy Ursula.
Ooh, I bet it was based on her.
Oh, maybe. No, they've actually had this title in the works for quite a while. Little Mermaid's been one that's been rumored for some time.
Yeah, but they may have had the title in the works, but
that's
did
true.
They see Esmeralda Von Katz and say,
I don't know.
Damn, that's a good idea.
That was our number one cosplay gallery.
Ursula
actually, that was... our number one post of 2014,
yeah.
which this man right here, our video game vixen, Madame Adair, actually snapped those like 4 photos of her and put
Woo-hoo.
It on there. And that was our number one viewed item in 2014.
I mean, it's really good.
That costume
like
is pretty awesome.
It's like an awesome costume.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Had an easy job with that, yes.
yes. She did the hard work. You did the easy
yeah.
work. So Exiting the comics and like anybody want to make like the newswire noise? I don't know. Tyler looks like he's already doing some research for us to move into the next topic, or Bob has a few movies things on the top of his head. Anybody want to take this one to get us into the movie world?
I want to talk about something.
Okay.
All right.
So
everybody slam on the brakes. Aaron's got something to say.
I went to Colorado last weekend. What'd you guys do?
Hey, remember that time she went to LA?
It's just you going to brag about going somewhere and us staying.
Maybe.
Hey, guys, you remember that time?
Better or worse than that time you went to LA?
I'm really excited about this.
It was definitely different because obviously I was doing all the work.
Ooh. What did you do?
Good.
Tell us about your weekend, Aaron.
I don't want to now.
Look at anticipation.
Well, you know, you could always just check out my page to look at the pictures.
Wow.
Because I don't want to talk about myself.
Wow. Jesus. Doing.
You definitely did a 180 there. I have a thing I'd like to talk. Not really.
Okay. Well, I was more
going to say that she kind of owes us, I think it's $25 for the quick spoken ad on the on the podcast.
Okay, whatever. It's cool. No, but Project Nerd is
this episode of
brought
to you by Red Star Cosplay.
Project
Aaron Lay, facebook.com/redstar Cosplay.
No, I'm not even doing that. I was just.
Oh, that wasn't.
I
your
got
voice?
A little shy because of the way that everybody responded. No, but Project
so
Nerd,
shy.
You know, did the behind the cosplay video and stuff, and that might be cool.
That's true.
It will be cool.
So right. For season two of Behind the Cosplay airs. First episode airs February 18th.
Is that going to be the first episode?
That is going to be the first episode. So this year, last year we kind of launched our YouTube channel. In partnership with Adam J, we've worked out some details, so now you can go to actually projectnerd.tv to get to our YouTube channel to kind of bring all the branding into one. But as we slowly, really, we didn't really push out a lot. We just kind of got something started. Behind the Cosplay was it, and we saw some good views here and there.
Getting our feet wet, yeah.
Basic interviews at conventions. This year with season two, we are definitely going to do some of those. A little bit more detailed in advance, but we're also adding in what we call special episodes or extended episodes to where we will do extensive coverage of shoots behind the scenes, kind of get some interviews with the photographer and the cosplayer. This one, since it was a full weekend of shoots with the, you did like eight costumes?
Eight. Yes, not like
okay.
eight total costumes.
Okay, she did eight costumes.
Literally eight.
Literally, not like eight, but
not
literally eight.
Yeah.
We were able to get some video footage of behind the scenes, some interviews of both, well, I don't think you've been interviewed yet, but of the photographers and Aaron in the end. And then,
it's not that important. I can just interview right now. If
okay.
You want.
No, we're doing a podcast.
I thought you didn't want to talk about it.
right. I'm really worried what would happen if you did want to talk about it.
So a cool kind of behind the scenes episode that will give you an extensive look at a lot of those photo shoots and what goes into it. Because really, you know, when you think about it, you get some great photos in the end from not just, we've seen a couple already from that shoot, but, or those shoots, excuse me, don't want to limit your numbers again there. But
eight shoots.
Other shoots as well, you'll see great photos. So kind of seeing the extension of what the photographers are doing. Not even just a photographer, you know, that there's three people there, somebody's holding up, you know, the diffusers and things like that. And there's even shots where people are holding props up and things like that into the camera. So kind of cool.
You're really painting a really exciting picture here.
It's Am exciting,
I?
Yeah.
Can I talk about how...
Tyler, I feel like
I
that was sarcasm.
A special place in Colorado Springs in the Garden of the Gods. Can I talk about that?
What?
I mean, you obviously.
Sure.
Okay.
<Yeah.
laughs> Why don't
it was
we just
cool.
You know, we're going to move.
What we were trying to do here
was have Bob or Tyler get us moving into movie news.
What about movie news? Like, nobody cares about movies these days.
Nobody uses the
the news
Morse
wire
code for news anymore, buddy.
No.
I don't think that's what's
they
happening.
Do,
they don't even,
Adam.
Like, play it in the background even a little bit?
They do, Adam.
I don't think so.
There is Morse code noise effects on the program I used to edit this, and it's going in right there.
So, what is there in movie news?
Bob, you brought up something before we started the episode.
Oh, well, just this little movie that opened up over the weekend. American Sniper for a four-day weekend did, I think, was $104 million.
In January.
A lot of money.
Rated
slowest,
R movie in January, too.
In the slowest
too.
Month of the year, January, where movies go to die.
But,
January.
I mean, to be fair, it also appeals to a large crowd of moviegoers who don't usually go.
The day before it showed up wide at the box office, it was the Oscar announcements. Yeah. I mean,
well, and it's Bradley Cooper and it's Clint Eastwood.
Yeah,
I don't know if you've heard
but
of
but everybody, and it had probably one of the best trailers,
and America.
Did
America.
Did it have
of America.
Was it six nominations? Is that
six
how many?
Nominations.
Six
yeah.
nominations
with,
on
but,
Thursday.
But Eastwood did not get Best Director.
No, but Best Picture nomination.
Yeah.
Now, this weekend, I mean, there wasn't even really talks about Cooper being in the running for Best Actor. Is more, and we even talked about last week, kind of Keaton and...
Redmayne.
Yeah, Redmayne. Now, there's a lot of talk about Bradley Cooper. But yeah, $104 million. So let's break that down a little bit. Okay, so biggest box biggest box office opening in January by more than double.
Yeah.
Then it's the biggest weekend in January, beating out Avatar previously.
To be fair, Avatar was in its seventh week at that point.
That's true.
Yeah.
Actually, Avatar had to be pulled at some points because other studios were getting angry that it was going to take away their 3D screens. So, no, that is, yeah.
I feel
still
like that's right, because it came out.
Was it like the?
I feel like was it like Thanksgiving-ish? Because it was like
no,
I
it
know
was December. It was December, but it, no, it was December.
It was like
first
the first
or second.
It was
second
in its.
Week, yeah.
It was in its seventh week. That the week that American Sniper went against was Avatar's seventh week in theaters.
Yeah,
seventh weekend in theaters.
No, it was first or second week of December, and it carried into February, and even had to go back to theaters after they made room for because at the end of February, beginning of March, they started releasing other 3D movies, and yeah. And studios were like, "Come on, bros, come on, bruh." Like,
it was a breadcrumb. It was a breadcrumb.
So, and then, so besides that, it also the biggest rated R opening weekend, mm-hmm. not just in January, but any month, previously held by was Passion of the Christ and then The Hangover Part 2, now American Sniper. Yeah, big weekend. Anybody seen it, Bob?
I haven't watched it yet.
Haven't watched it? I
yeah,
know.
I didn't see it.
I know it's on a list, a short list for
yeah,
some of us
a
to
lot
see
of
it.
Movies, but I didn't see that one.
Yes, Adam did catch up on Whiplash now, so I think everybody here has seen Whiplash.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about... No, let's not.
wow.
Why do you dislike Whiplash so
I
much?
I don't dislike it
you
for
really
the 90th
just,
time.
Really
I love it.
Okay.
No, I
children,
love it.
Children.
I just don't understand it
children.
Being in the runnings for Oscars when
children.
There were many more better options.
Children.
You stop that.
I don't know if many
You're not
more.
The boss.
Like what?
Wait. He is the boss.
We get it. You think
have,
you think Gone Girl was
name.
The best girl?
No,
but saying there's many
I think
more
that
movies
a,
better than Whiplash.
A short story should not be considered for.
It wasn't the short story that he did before that wasn't actually in the running. It's the full length feature that is.
It's only like 90 minutes long.
So,
just because it's
that's
90
an
minutes
hour
long
and a half.
Does not mean that it is a complete
Gravity,
story.
Last year's Gravity
it
was
just
was
drawn
90
out.
Minutes. Gravity
yeah, but
was
that was
minutes.
A long. That was a
I don't
deep.
Understand
that was
your
a deeper story.
I don't understand.
It was a deeper story. I don't have a problem with it being 90 minutes.
Hey, wait a second.
I mean,
wait
the story was not
Aaron,
deep enough.
Aaron, hold on. Everybody hear that? That's Aaron's numbers shrinking on her fan page as people discredit her nerdom because she's.
You guys are all wrong. The plot is just not. I made the
a
reference.
A movie can't be a movie if it's 90 minutes.
No, that has nothing to do with it. It has to do with the fact that it. The plot substance, it was. They could have made that movie in 30 minutes.
They could make most movies in 30 minutes.
Yeah, but they could have easily made just as high quality of movie in 30 minutes.
They could have made
like,
a better Amazing Spider-Man 2 in 30 minutes.
They just drew out this. I mean, it was awesome
so
to see
tension.
The long... Fuck.
Wow.
Yes,
sorry,
you're right.
Tyler.
And I
she
do,
stole it this episode.
No, but like other people can vouch for me. Throughout the last couple weeks, I have talked about Whiplash as being a really good movie. I still
and then
just
you immediately
that,
like and but it though.
No, I don't
but,
think
but
that it's the best picture, and I think that
anybody
American
want a
Sniper
butt sandwich?
Also should probably not even be in it because I even though I haven't seen it, I think.
Are you going to get political here?
Maybe
I think
no.
we might. Yep.
No, I think
somebody,
that it has to do with like
this.
Hurt Locker.
Somebody mark this.
Like
no, the
when
war
Hurt
movies...
Locker was not that it was it did not deserve to be in that type of category. It didn't.
Well,
and I think
like
American Sniper
opinion,
is just
man.
In because of
like,
politics. I think it's in because of politics. I mean, I saw it all over the Fox News.
Hey, guess
this
what?
Week, so
hey, guess what? Well, first of all, there's your problem. You watch Fox News.
I couldn't help it. It was at the doctor's office.
Anyways.
Aaron, no matter. I mean, it's good.
Wait, hold on. This is going to be good. I can tell by the look on his face.
You're entitled to your opinion, no matter how just god awful wrong it is.
You could the best thing about it is when Tyler's building up for it in audio, you don't know if it's going to be actually a quality comment or a rude comment. But when you can look at him in the face, you know which way it's going.
He has that real snarky look.
That
on
oh, it's that
like,
honorary look
oh,
was
I'm
there.
Oh, I'm just about to tear you apart.
No, I wasn't going to tear you apart. I think that you're wrong.
Right.
In so many ways.
So we're gonna send this segment in with our questionnaire?
Yes, probably. Okay. Yeah.
I am the voice of reason.
To.
There right. are probably
no,
10
no, you're the only person with this opinion.
Don't put us in that group.
So what do you so do what not do you lump us into your
man, where's Laura here? Because if Laura was
so
on this podcast.
Because it was
be
such
like,
a short movie, what do you think should have been nominated in its place?
Well, Gone Girl.
Nothing had to be nominated in its place. There were
two.
There was two open spots.
Didn't we just?
You make it sound like
didn't we
Whiplash
just do an
took
hour
Gone Girl out back and beat it? Beat the shit and took its spot like in line or something.
No,
like
I
that.
Feel like it was a good piece.
I feel
for,
like we need
movies
characters.
Can be. Good
I feel like we need to make a
of
meme, Tyler, a meme like, of the old Yeller where he's got the gun through the fence there yeah. and put Whiplash picture J.K. Simmons on the boy and got Ben Affleck's face on the dog's face. There you go. So.
Oh,
that's,
wow.
That's actually pretty good, but also mean.
I mean, there's. I think I feel like there's probably movies I would kick out of the top eight before I'd kick out of Whiplash, but we don't have to kick any out. There was two open spots right. that could have been filled by Gone Girl.
There you go.
Both by Gone Girl.
Yeah, I'm cool with that.
Probably, yes.
No, well, one by Gone Girl and one by Trent Reznor and Atticus
I mean,
Ross.
It was a good character study. I don't think, you know, like, definitely nominate it for all the editing and...
I mean, I think you make it sound like there's never been great movies or nominated movies or movies that are critically acclaimed and classics that have very, very little plot that are specifically
Brokeback
just
Mountain.
Character. I mean, the one I would go to is like 12 Angry Men. There's not a whole lot of plot there.
I like 12
that
Angry
is,
Men.
I love everyone
mm-hmm.
loves 12
that's
Angry Men.
Movie.
It's 12 guys sitting at a table in a room for an
point.
Hour and a half.
That's what he's getting.
That's
at
what I'm saying. That is nothing but a character study. There's no plot there. There's no up and down. There's no like. I mean,
there's
there
plot.
Is like there is, but not in the sense that
there's plot and Whiplash.
Not,
so
there's
so
not plot and Whiplash.
I didn't say there wasn't plot.
Well, so what should qualify? This is I like this talk because then. What
I like it too, other than the fact that we spent an hour
being...
and 20 minutes on last week's episode talking
someone
about the
Someone took
Oscars.
A camera and had people perform in front of it, and it was written and directed and acted. That would make it a film.
So it doesn't matter
no.
if it has a good story or not.
It does not matter.
It does have a good
it does
story.
If you're
okay,
being
okay.
nominated
be
for
nominated.
Best original screenplay
no,
or
you
best
can make
adaptive
a movie,
screenplay.
Like, what's his name in American Beauty was just filming the bag fly around.
Yeah.
That's a movie if he gets
no.
it.
No. That had a pretty deep plot compared to Whiplash.
He's not talking about
not American
all of Beauty
itself. I'm talking
about the character
the
who films the bag.
Films the bag.
This is the most beautiful
around.
Thing I've ever filmed.
Did you see
Have
that?
You seen
American
Beauty?
I mean, yeah, but I don't know what. I'm sorry, I missed your guys' train of thought.
The other
I'm,
teenager with the camcorder,
yeah,
and he's filming
he
the bag.
He films a bag.
Yeah,
I was
that
referencing the
movie
he was making as it could be a movie, no matter if it's just the bag flying around.
What qualifies? Right, for so best film of the year.
A so film so that someone who votes for it sits down and says, that's the best movie I saw this year.
Yeah. Depending on which, whether it's the Academy, whether it's, the, you know, which organization, we'll go with that, guild organization,
no, I get all that. I'm just...
There's
I,
no criteria for, like,
think
this...
that you, if I were voting on things, that I would want
that's
more...
The, well,
plot.
When
that's
you get a vote,
opinion.
You can vote for Gone Girl.
Well, then I'm
going to say,
it.
Fuck
next
you to Whiplash.
Actually, I don't think she'll be able to, because if she was to get a vote, it wouldn't be for anything released in 2014.
Unless I time travel. I could
time travel.
Thank you, Adam.
DeLorean.
Somebody was
it's,
using
it's
common sense.
She shows back
I mean,
up. She said, no, here's my papers to say I'm part of the Academy. Ma'am, we don't have you on the list. I am from the future. And these are my papers, and I'm
voting
in this year's, and I'm voting in the 2014 race, and
what
Gone Girl.
What would even be the consequences for the future if I changed that much history?
Ben Affleck could become, like, it could just
change.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Lex Luthor.
You go, no, wait. No, I like with this, because now we got this great hypothetical here. So Aaron goes back and votes for Gone Girl.
Wait a second.
It gets nominated, and because it makes it onto the list, and now we have nine. Everybody is like, wait, and we forgot about Gone Girl, and they vote for Gone Girl on the final vote, and then it wins Best Picture, and then Aaron goes back to the future. What has happened?
Wow.
I don't know. I just still I want to go back to Aaron over here. Like, you're trying to like apply all these made up criteria to objective contest about art.
It's a shallow-ish movie.
That's fine. That's fine.
It can't be the best film if it's
shallow.
Says
who?
Yeah.
Not the people
who vote for it.
Well, then like, they're wrong.
This painting is on a canvas that's a little
too narrow.
Their
opinion is not
can't
as
be,
good as
can't
my
Can't be
opinion.
The best painting ever made. This movie was only 89 minutes long. Can't vote for it.
No.
That book's ending wasn't really satisfying, so like can't be the best novel. Can't
get
a Pulitzer Prize
plot.
For that one because
like,
that
the
one's...
The whole entire plot
You then don't
shallow.
Think it was the best movie ever, but there's obviously a lot of people who did.
But it's like a huge... It's a deal breaker.
Aaron,
there's people out there who disagree with you about what the best fucking movie
breaker,
was this year.
What, Adam? Adam has his hand raised.
I think Tyler's sentence was... put it out there. Yeah. Oh, somebody disagreed with you, Aaron. And by somebody,
I would like
mean
to
majority.
Be
a lot of the
in another way other than, well, other people just disagree with your opinion.
That's what
I
the Academy
like,
Awards are. It's a
I
bunch of people who
understand.
Says this is what we think was the best. And those people disagree with you.
Adam, what do you want
to
say?
And you seem to take it as some kind of personal affront.
Well, I would say that you think that it's shallow, but that plot and that story may speak very deeply to a lot of people.
Okay.
And
see,
so,
that is a good argument.
Even though that,
right there.
Even though that you think that it's shallow, it's not shallow. That story is not shallow to the same to different people. People interpret things their own way.
Okay, other people
are able to interpret it
more
deeply.
Hold on, guys.
Said something almost the same way.
No, we don't say the F word anymore. So don't say what Tyler said. Okay.
No,
here,
he said
hold on.
Different then.
Aaron, hold on. Listen, I have a question for you. Would you rather watch Whiplash or The Fugitive?
I don't like
Would you rather Whiplash or The Fugitive?
Obviously Whiplash.
Okay. Hmm. Would you rather watch Whiplash or... Well, actually, you would rather watch...
Hold on. But this is a really illogical argument. I would much rather watch Wayne's World.
Would you rather watch Whiplash or L.A. Confidential?
Whiplash.
See, I love L.A. Confidential, but
I know she doesn't.
But don't start that. Would you rather watch Whiplash or Saving Private Ryan or Whiplash or The Thin Red Line?
Aaron. This is a dumb argument. I don't like it. But we were going on a nice time traveling thing here.
I did like the time traveling one. I've let her change the subject for that. So Adam's convinced if she does that, Ben Affleck becomes president.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
That seems reasonable to me.
Okay. Tyler, any theories for you?
If Aaron goes back and change...
She goes back and adds guy... She gets her... She somehow qualifies to become a member of the Academy.
Well, she wins an Oscar. So
okay, that, so she wins an Oscar.
Right. Right.
She
and
wins an Oscar
travel.
For her... Her performance in the movie we make as Project Nerd, and we're all rich and wealthy.
Okay.
And
it's a Whiplash remake.
So much, yeah.
But it
will definitely be a remake of Whiplash.
It will be a reimagining of Whiplash with more substance.
Hold on. We're still setting the stage, Bob. Hold on. So we're setting the stage. So she goes back in time and shows them her credentials. They allow her to vote. She votes for Gone Girl. That one extra vote now puts it into the field of Best Picture nominees. So when everybody gets to vote now, and everybody's like, oh, Gone Girl, forgot about that one. And so they pick Gone Girl, and it wins Best Picture. Ben Affleck goes up there again and gives another speech about how about them apples.
But he doesn't, why does he get to give a speech? He just was the actor. Right?
Yeah, but it's
David
Affleck.
Fincher.
But it's Ben Affleck. He's going to go up there with
Fincher. The producers
go up. Yeah,
Ben Affleck's going to go
but
up there,
Ben
too.
Affleck would be up there,
I'm
too,
sure
right?
He's a producer on there, too. Did anybody see?
I don't think he is.
He didn't get a producer credit?
So. No.
Okay, never mind. Either way, so they let
him on stage.
They let him on stage. We're setting...
Dude,
this is a complete hypothetical that's never going to happen. So let us do what we want.
I just, I mean, if you, I feel like your hypothetical has to have some logical follow through here. I mean, I think you're better.
Aaron,
I think your
first
better
of all,
move is
we've set the
Aaron
stage.
Goes back in
Aaron's
time.
Aaron's a part of the Academy.
I know, I got you, but
and she's going back in time.
No, I'm on board with that. So, like, I agree with your
all
premise,
that's believable.
But your premise that has to follow a logical chain of events. What I think she should do is, if she's going to go back, she has time travel power, obviously.
Because I'm a wizard.
And wants to make Ben Affleck, and make Ben Affleck
president.
Okay,
so she goes back first of all, and she convinces Ben Affleck that he needs to be he refuses to take the role unless he gets a producer credit. Then he takes the role, becomes a producer.
I mean,
then he gets to go up on stage.
We can do all sorts of
other
things.
Say that.
He makes not Geely. He makes not Daredevil.
So you're saying...
You're messing with the whole... This is not the point.
Okay, we'll just do a 2014. We'll go back.
So
she goes back. Instead of pushing Gone Girl into Best Picture,
Tyler,
she pushes Ben Affleck into Best Actor. that he then wins and gets to go out and give his own speech.
That could never happen.
That could never happen. They would never give Ben Affleck a Best Actor award.
Personally, I just think
is he going up against Leo, because that's the only way I see that he's winning.
So Leo DiCaprio stars in four movies that year. Gets four nominations.
I have to throw something out here.
Ben Affleck gets the other one. Who wins?
Someone threw up on Reddit the other day, and it made my day, and it was the funniest idea I'd ever seen. What if 20, 30, 40 years from now, they make a biopic about the life of Leonardo DiCaprio, and the actor who plays Leonardo DiCaprio wins an Oscar for his role.
That's so good. Oh, my gosh.
Personally, if she's going to go back and or go in the future, whatever way she go, I think she's just. I think basically, Iggy, you're out of the situation. We're going to have Ben Affleck sitting right here running Project Nerd.
It'd be Tom Hardy.
Oh, yeah, because I could go back in time and like, marry Tom Hardy.
Oh, God.
Wait, I guess if I'm a wizard, I can do whatever I want, right?
Now you're a wizard?
That's what I said. That's how I got time travel.
Now you're a wizard. Now you're married. And now you're married to Tom Hardy. Now you're time traveling. And now you're a member of the Academy. And now you've acted in the reimagining of Whiplash.
Yeah.
And now we have
a deeper story.
And now somehow in 2014 we've had Leonardo DiCaprio star in four Oscar nominated movies, to where he's nominated four times for Best Actor against Ben Affleck.
That
is that
Ben
fifth
Affleck
one.
Can win, right?
Yeah. So
should we make a movie about that?
Actually.
Probably.
Actually.
Probably need
to. Time travel is really hot.
No,
right
so
now.
First of all, Aaron wanted to do like some kind of radio show for the podcast.
I think we just wrote it.
I think have a concept.
By
here.
The way, I'm a wizard. So let's.
BT Dubs.
She's a wizard, Harry.
Oh.
So. Anyways.
Oh, boy, did that go. That stretch out.
That was fun. That was fun. I tell you what.
So, what did we learn here?
Aaron, not to be trusted.
Right, yeah, pretty much. Much like cats,
she's doing something that's going to cause a major ripple in time, and Ben Affleck is president, and there's dinosaurs roaming the earth again.
I saw that Butterfly Effect movie.
And you're allowed to like whatever movie you like. You want, as far as you feel like it's the best movie ever.
As long as
Aaron
agrees.
Agrees.
Right, yeah.
Seriously, though, I am...
And Robert Redford,
as long as the plot is deep enough by Aaron standards,
and if it's going to be nominated for an award, it can't be no 90 minutes.
Quantifiably, we could break it down and
we're gonna draw like a plot graph here or something.
Yes,
like that?
Yes, we will. Let's do
can
that.
Can we make a pie
get
chart
the chalkboard
about
out?
Our favorite bars and a bar graph about our favorite pies?
Let's do that instead. Thank
so,
you, Adam.
Wait a second. So I have to go through my PN100 and start marking off all the movies that are less than 90 minutes.
Yes.
No, it has nothing to do with time. It's the content.
Actually, this whole thing had to do with time travel.
So anyways, in other
you
movie
more?
News, what other what
she's
other
she's trying to get
happened
the subject off her now
in the movie news?
Huh? Well, the whole thing
so
we were talking
American
about
Sniper.
Was American Sniper's box office bash of a weekend, somehow we ended up with Aaron being a
time traveling
wizard to save
Academy
Ben Affleck.
Academy Award winning time traveler.
Oh, yes. Academy Award. Don't forget that.
So what would your superpowers
when,
be?
When I write the description for this episode for it to be posted, I'm going to introduce Aaron as the Academy Award winning time traveling wizard. And actually, you guys help me next week as we introduce the people for the episode. Because Aaron, you wanted a badass title. There you go.
You just got one.
Aaron, the Academy Award winning time traveling wizard.
I'm going to be working on your title all week, you guys. Mm.
We got your title.
Mrs. Aaron Hardy, time traveling Academy Award winning. The Academy Award winning Aaron Hardy, time traveling wizard.
Yes. Aaron, I see a young adult novel
look,
series.
Look, if
in
she's,
your,
if she's that
future.
Capable, if she's that capable of stuff, it's Aaron Leigh Hardy. She's going to hyphen the last name there.
Yeah,
right.
Sure.
Well, I like that because it implies that I have sex with Tom Hardy.
Leigh Hardy.
Oh,
okay.
Oh boy.
I don't know.
This episode's getting a little too liberal. A little too liberal.
I got racy.
Yeah.
Because Leigh in Hawaiian means sometimes sex. Anyway.
So, okay.
Or in English.
Everywhere else, it means sex.
All right. Any other exciting movie news?
American Sniper is going to probably be number one for the next couple of weeks, I think.
Yeah, does anything come out? That
Paddington Bear. It's going to challenge it at the box office,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, it will.
You're going to have
it's
all...
rated G.
It'll... Yeah. I think it's the first week in February is 50 Shades of Grey.
That's a movie? They did that?
Gross.
Yeah.
So Aaron, Aaron Hardy, the time traveling Academy Award winning time traveling wizard, obviously lives under a rock in 2014.
I'm going to burn that movie down. No, but seriously, like they were talking about casting for it, like a year and a half ago, and I just
they made
zoned
it
all out.
So
why the hell?
Under the normal
they
process,
cast it,
the movie.
And then they recast it.
No, wait. So they cast a movie a year and a half ago, and then
it's
coming
out?
No.
But I thought that nobody really wanted
door.
That.
Except for all the women that have read the book that is
beach,
like a top-selling novel.
There's already housewives.
Yeah, the same ones who read the book Gone Girl read that
tickets.
One.
With what?
I said there's already housewives waiting at the movie theater with tickets.
Yes.
So they want to see that movie.
Housewives and house husbands.
Yeah.
Well, maybe.
Extremely. Mm.
It's the Star Wars of
extremely horny
40-something.
Housewives are at the theater right now.
40-something stay-at-home
yeah,
moms.
Yeah, it's going to be like
Cougars.
When Magic Mike came out and all the ladies... age like 30 to 50.
Are you kidding?
Were
that was age like
lined up
18
outside.
To 50.
And Iggy.
Yeah. But, I mean, do you
shirtless
remember the
Matthew McConaughey in a cowboy hat? What are you fucking kidding me? First in line over here. Not that you have to go to the movie theater to see shirtless Matthew McConaughey. You just have to see Matthew McConaughey. Yeah. But the cowboy hat takes it up a notch.
Wow.
Whoa.
Oh my gosh. Anyways.
Speaking of Matthew McConaughey.
That's just why I watch Texas football games.
On
the Longhorns, because he's on the sidelines, right?
Speaking of Matthew McConaughey, on the podcast... like message group.
He
today.
Was on the podcast?
I had probably my best joke in a while. And I feel
wait,
like
good one.
Hold on. Hold on. Tyler's going to brag about one of his own jokes, guys. This is new. This is new.
So, no, because you made a comment.
It was a good one.
You know what? Fuck it.
I want to hear it. I feel like
first
it,
of all,
it,
did you not read it?
First of all, no more F-bombs.
Well,
second
no,
of all, I don't
busy.
Remember what joke
so
was it.
So you made a comment about all right, all right, all right.
Oh, yeah.
And then
I was made me think about it. I was like, well, actually, in his newest movie, he came full circle now. Because in the newest movie that he was in, he stays the same age, and everyone else gets older.
Yes,
I thought it was funny.
It was funny.
Oh, I totally didn't read that, but that's funny.
Everyone else can get older, and I stay the same age.
Thank you, Aaron.
Because of the way that relativity works, you know, like.
I had to take my glasses off now because I'm wiping away the tears of laughter.
Right
oh
now.
My goodness,
that was a good
whoa.
One.
Whoa,
that was really
wow. So not only is Tyler in love with his own jokes, Aaron's cracking herself up over here now.
No,
fantastic!
I'm not cracking myself up. I'm laughing at the.
So,
is there anything else
it is
going
funny.
On?
That's what
it doesn't matter. So it doesn't matter. This episode is perfect as it is.
Everyone needs to go.
I don't know the last time I've had this much fun recording a podcast.
Everyone needs
this
to go to Amazon.
Great.
Thank you,
because Amazon's pilot season started last week.
How many are they doing this year?
A lot. There's a ton. Of
a lot.
Them. No,
you.
Seriously. There's. A
Thank
ton
you
of
for
them.
That number. Oh, no,
I,
seriously.
I don't, no, I mean I didn't.
So what?
Legitimately more than you could just count by the.
How quantifies? What quantifies a ton?
At least 10.
Okay.
I mean, they do a bunch every
2,000
year.
Pounds.
They did it. The yes. downside is they announced after greenlighting it, they've decided not to go forward with the After, which was the Chris Carter produced one. That was the kind of like
that's upsetting. Yes,
which I like the trailer for that. But those who don't know, Amazon has been doing a lot of original programming, like Alpha House, like Transparent, which won all those Golden Globes. But the way they do it is they go ahead and go out hire. Actors, creators, writers, directors, and they shoot an entire pilot. And then they put the pilots up for free on Amazon.com for anyone to watch and then get feedback from like their viewers to see how they think. And one of the ones they did is called The Man in the High Castle, based on the Philip K. Dick novel about the alternate history 1960s where the Allies lost, the Axis won, and the United States is controlled one half by the Nazis, one half by the Japanese with a buffer zone in between.
And you're saying this isn't going to be a thing?
No, it is. They made a pilot of
it's
it.
It's a pilot.
And
right,
there's a pilot
there.
On,
yeah.
on Amazon.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Right,
I thought
you
were saying this is the one that didn't get.
No, no. That's the Chris Carter one. That
so,
was
no,
like,
this one's. So what is this one called again?
The Man in the High Castle, based on a Philip K. Dick novel, produced by Ridley Scott, who also obviously made Blade Runner, also based on a Philip K. Dick novel.
Aaron, are you okay with Ridley Scott before we move on here?
Anyway, it's got Rufus
Sewell in it and some other people. The production value is very high. It's kind of eerie and creepy to watch all these Nazis marching around New York City talking in American accents. They don't really touch on it huge in the movie. The book itself doesn't just like hand wave away. Oh, just all of a sudden the Allies lost, the Axis won. Like, there's a lot of backstory about FDR actually getting assassinated and this happening and why things are the way they are.
I love alternate history stuff.
But then it's got a really interesting side storyline between, you know, tensions rising between the Nazis and the Japanese, with like the Rocky Mountains being like this buffer zone, and then the Nazis, Hitler, you know, getting ready to die, someone else taking it. I mean, it's really interesting, but the production values, the acting, it's fairly solid. And if it goes to series, this could be Amazon's answer to, like, you know, this could be their drama, because they haven't really nailed the drama yet. They've got two fairly successful comedies with Alpha House and Transparent. This could be their house of cards. Like, this could be their...
Can I watch that while playing the new Wolfenstein game?
I mean, I feel like you have to.
Okay, good.
You know, personally, you mentioned that Chris Carter pilot didn't make it.
No.
I'm happy with that, because they just talked, I think it was yesterday, about the
X-Files
2
2015.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yes.
Gillian Anderson was on. Well, it's interesting, because
both of them confirmed. Yeah.
Gillian Anderson and was aliens. On, like, the impetus for this is Gillian Anderson was on
something.
The Nerdist podcast recently, and they start talking about it, and like, oh, would you guys be on board with this? Like, yeah, we're going to start it, hashtag and stuff like that. And within a week, Fox like, yeah, we're totally doing this. Like, everyone signed on. David Duchovny, Chris Carter, Gillian Anderson, everyone signed on. We're going to do some, because I mean, Fox has been going back to a lot of those titles recently, because they've decided maybe we shouldn't just have, you know, 6 Gordon Ramsay shows in American Idol.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, they only have 4 Gordon Ramsay shows. But anyway.
The other two are on the Food Network?
I think so.
Okay.
So they went back and did the 24 stuff. So they went back and made like the 24 movie, and then have talked about rebooting 24 again.
Yeah.
Without Kiefer Sutherland.
Without Kiefer Sutherland. But Kiefer Sutherland obviously was in the
movie. He was in the movie, though.
They're going to go back and do some X-Files. They're looking at revisiting some other stuff. So Firefly's not on that list yet. We can only hope.
Of course.
Movies? I saw... Speaking of Firefly, that said, you know, thing online that said, what if, and it shows Mal holding Shepard, and it showed Wash at the end of Serenity there, which I can't talk about because it still hurts. It said was a dream during Out of Gas. And I'm like, bam, we can pick right back up. Everything's okay.
But a lot of things happened after Out of Gas.
Well, but did you read the...
But
did you read... Well, then you just pick up where the series ends. There's that... Because there's, like, it's not even just a meme. Meme's based off that whole fan that wrote that whole, like, basically, like, a term paper of how that could be the possibility and where it would have gone and how they could pick it up from the series and not lose anything. And actually, I think even, like, Joss Whedon and Philly, and, like, they've all, like, retweeted it. Or, no, Alan Tudyk, like, got really behind it, too. He was like, yeah, this works for me.
Right.
He's like, this works for me. So, yeah, that's based on a fan theory. Like, if you look, like, Google it.
Art Fox, make it happen.
Yeah, totally possible.
What else is going on TV-wise? I don't know. There's a lot of stuff percolating coming out sci-fi, fantasy-wise, television. I mean, not kind of stuff that's already on TV.
Well, we're kind of at that mid-season point where stuff's either coming back or new stuff's in the works.
Gotham just restarted.
A lot of stuff getting booted up again. We still have like those things on the horizon, like the Westworld TV show. I'll tell you one that sci-fi just released the first trailer a week or two ago for they're doing an adaptation of The Expanse, which is the series of books by James S.A. Corey, which is actually a pen name for two guys, Daniel Abraham and Ty Frank, which are books that have recently come out in the last 3 or 4 years, starting with Leviathan Wakes, where there's like basically space opera, a ragtag bunch of people in a ship fighting off, you know, warring nations between Mars and the moon and Earth and alien proto-molecule craziness and... Mars. I mean, they're really good books.
Please.
If you're into space opera and badass things happening, the first one definitely has a cool look. They've got some good actors to be in it. The first book's definitely a mix of like space opera.
But it's going
to
air on Fox.
Film noir. No, sci-fi.
Oh, okay.
Sci-fi.
I like.
There's
sci-fi.
A trailer for it out if you want to check.
Yeah,
we're
big fans of sci-fi. So,
I was a big fan of SCIFI. I don't know about SYFI.
I would say on sci-fi you get Sharknado.
Watch your mouth,
Huge. I know,
but it's okay.
But they're doing fun. They're doing.
If they want to go back,
they're going out there.
If sci-fi wants to go back and bring back some shows, I'm on board with that. If they want to bring back, you know, some Farscape or
yes.
All right, team. I think we have a pretty solid episode here, and we're running low on time. So
you're running low on time.
Bossy. I am running low on time.
Bossy
McBosserson.
No. I didn't do a good job. Somebody please help me with his name.
All right, so I'm already trying to think of great names for this episode, though. I don't know if it's Ben Affleck for president or,
yeah.
Or should we put like Ben Affleck like 24 or
Can
something.
Can we record for exactly 89 minutes and title it Not Eligible?
Not Eligible. yes. Obviously. Perfect. So, as always.
Oh, I just got it.
As always, if you have feedback for us here at Project Nerd, plenty of avenues to reach us. ProjectNerd.com. We share this post every Friday. Not to mention that we are now on Stitcher, so you can give us feedback on our Podbean page, Stitcher, on the blog itself, or even when it's shared on social media. But you don't have to wait just for the podcast post. Definitely give us feedback on our other posts, and of course you can send us an email at info@projectnerd.com, or just visit us at projectnerd.com, as well as all of our social media avenues to give us feedback on what you'd like to hear on future episodes. Additionally, for this episode, let us know what you thought about American Sniper, the big Marvel news, Brian Polito and the Lady Death news, as well as any interesting scenarios you could see happening of the Academy Award-winning time-traveling wizard Aaron Leigh Hardy went back in time and got Ben Affleck in there for Best Actor. So.
And you guys could just message my personal page. Go ahead and like me as well. Just
tell her why she's wrong about Whiplash.
Say hi or agree with me because I feel like there's more people than just me.
It really isn't.
No, you're kind of in your own really corner just, on everything.
I feel
movies,
like
so.
It's a mad, mad, mad world right now.
That's true.
Oh.
Well done, though. Well,
you know, the plot of that one wasn't very good either. Just not very deep. Mad, mad world. It's basically this. And then they go this.
Yeah,
this,
we're
this,
looking at treasure.
All right. So, signing out for another episode of Nerdcast. We will catch you next week.
Oh, I love you guys.